Over the last couple of months, American glassmaker Charlie Parriott has been working with Czech scientists and craftsmen to make the biggest wine bottle in the world. The project has taken blood, sweat, and I dare say more than the odd glass of Miller Turgo, but it's now finally drawing to a close. In the final throes of the project, I met up with Charlie Parriott to ask why he decided to embark upon this mission in the first place.
Well, this mission is about making the world's largest bottle for the world's largest bottle of wine, which is intended to break the Guinness Book of Records. So I've been sent here by a vineyard in California, a very good vineyard by the name of Camus, and we are working towards a installation of the bottle on a very large object that I can't tell you the name of or what it is at this point, but it will be also a record-breaking place that it's going to stand.
So the first question before we go any further is why? Why do this? Why make the biggest bottle and have a record for having made the biggest bottle in the world?
Well, actually, 4 years ago, I worked with a company by the name of Bohemia Machine and Cavalier Glass Factory, and we made the world's largest bottle of wine in 2004. So about 8 months ago, I received a phone call from a vineyard in California, and they're saying, well, would you like to break your record again? But I said, yes, sure, that sounds like fun, but somebody's already done it. So the bottle that we made was 133 liters, and then some people from Australia made a bottle that was 290, and then some folks in Austria made one that was 490. So we're coming back and making a bottle that's 570 liters or 159 gallons.
Okay, so next question. Why did they send you here today? Of all the places in all the world, why would you come to the Czech Republic to make the world's largest bottle?
Well, it's pretty simple. This is the only place in the world where you can make such a bottle. And the reason being that the company I'm working with, particularly Cavalier and Bohemia Machine, we have a kind of a special relationship of engineering and artistry. And we sit around and we combine our thoughts and we figure out a way to do these things. But really the enormous skill level that exists at Cavalier is bar none the best in the world. And also, the kind of glass we're using, it is different than what you see in the shops around Prague. It's called borosilicate glass, which is like technical glass. It's used in laboratories and for special places that need special heat-treated glass or heat-tempered glass and glass that won't expand and contract due to heat or cold. So like a glass fireplace, that would be the same Simax or Pyrex glass.
There must be quite a lot of actual science and physics behind making this bottle. Presumably there's a great deal of strain that's going to be on this glass with all of these gallons of wine inside. Has it been fairly sort of like a logic puzzle to fit together?
No, well, I'm not an engineer, I'm an artist, and the bottle has been thoroughly calculated by Technical Institute in Liberec. So all the hydrostatic pressure demands of the bottle have been calculated, and this company has come back and given us the exact dimensions of the wall thickness of the bottle and how it needs to be handled and what the point load can be, and all the tolerances have been figured out by actual living, breathing engineers.
Can you talk me through the process of making a bottle like this? Because I know that it's actually something that's made in sections. Rather than just making a bottle straight out, you have to make little rings and sort of join them all together. Is that correct?
Right. The bottle's blown in seven parts. And then those parts, those rings, as you said, are all joined one to the other, exactly lined out on a giant lathe that turns them synchronistically. And then in between where they come together, there's a super hot array of oxygen propane torches that heats up just the very lip of these two cylinders and kisses them together and welds them. And it's actually stronger there than it is anywhere else in the bottle. But there, this welding process is what we're doing this week as we're speaking. And as this thing comes together, to look at it on paper is one thing, but to look at it in real life and see this thing come together, it is Well, if you've ever read the book Frankenstein, there's a point where this mad guy, this guy that's locked himself in his studio or in his laboratory for a year and a half, he's got this secret thing he's making, and then all of a sudden, at one point, the creature, the monster, opens its eyes and looks at Frankenstein, and Frankenstein goes completely berserk. And in a way, I'm starting to feel a little bit like Frankenstein in that now I'm seeing this thing come together. I was in the factory today, and it is it's intimidating, sort of like Frankenstein.
That was Charlie Parriott, the man behind what's hopefully going to be a record-breaking, gigantic wine bottle.